The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Back to our breaking news here on First Take. Former federal judge Sue L. Robinson has found that Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson violated the personal conduct policy following accusations of sexual misconduct and has suspended him 6 games, a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter. In a statement on Sunday night, the NFLPA made it clear that it will stand by Robinson's ruling and urge the NFL to do the same. Watson is expected to be the starting quarterback for Cleveland after he has served his suspension. The NFL has 3 days to appeal. The appeal would be heard by Roger Goodell or his designee. Jeremy Schapp details the Deshaun Watson timeline.
After the 2020 NFL season ended, dissatisfied with the direction of the Houston franchise,
you're wasting one of your years.
Deshaun Watson, one of the league's best players, demanded to be traded. It was soon afterward, with his future as a Texan suddenly in doubt, that Watson was in the news for something much more significant than a potential trade.
Serious accusations against Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson.
The 25-year-old facing accusations that he assaulted and harassed women during massages.
At one time, there were 25 women suing Watson, and all of them worked with him during massage therapy sessions, including Ashley Solis.
Deshaun Watson assaulted and harassed me on March 30th, 2020.
They accused him of behavior ranging from harassment to sexual assault.
6 more civil lawsuits accusing Deshaun Watson of sexual assault.
There had also been a criminal investigation taking place. With Watson accused of so much by so many, he did not play this past season, even as he remained on the Texans' 53-man roster, drawing his full salary. In March, the civil and criminal cases against Watson both reached critical junctures. Watson sat for depositions for the civil complaints, facing questions from plaintiff's attorneys for the first time. Simultaneously, 2 separate grand juries in Texas convened to consider criminal charges against him. Ultimately, no criminal charges were filed in either jurisdiction.
It's definitely a very emotional moment for me. I know we're far from being done handling what we need to handle on the legal side, but today is definitely a big day.
In late March, despite facing at the time 22 civil lawsuits, the Cleveland Browns traded for Watson, giving him an NFL record $230 million guaranteed contract. Watson said this was an opportunity to remake his image.
For me to come in here and have the opportunity to show this community, show this city, show this organization, show this locker room who the person I really am. And that's the main focus that I want to do, is continue to show people who I really am and get my story out eventually.
In late May, some of the women with pending civil lawsuits against Watson, including Ashley Solis, reacted to Watson's historic contract in an interview with HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. Solis told the program that to her, the contract is, quote, like a big screw you. That HBO interview prompted a 23rd woman to file suit against Watson, according to her attorney. Nia Smith, a licensed cosmetologist, alleged Watson exposed himself to her, groped her, and tried to pressure her into having sex during massage therapy sessions in the summer of 2020. Allegations similar to those mentioned in other civil complaints. Watson's attorney, Rusty Hardin, said that Watson vehemently denied the allegations, as he had with all the previous cases. Later in the month, this.
We have a major development in the Deshaun Watson saga. The lawyer representing 24 women that are suing the Browns quarterback says that 20 of those civil lawsuits have now been settled.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the settlements would have no bearing on the league's process as it continued its investigation of Watson, a process that finally culminated in today's announcement.
Late last night, three of the remaining four lawsuits were settled. We are now welcomed by Jake Trotter, who joins us just outside of the Browns facility. Jake, obviously, like I mentioned, you've been in touch with people inside the Browns facility. Is this what they expected?
Yeah, Christine, I can tell you that when the Browns first traded for Deshaun Watson back in March, the expectation was that he would face a suspension somewhere in the neighborhood of six games. And throughout the process, that never really changed. I mean, even this morning before the decision came, texting with people in the building, asking for a prediction, you know, six games is what I kept hearing. So the Browns are not surprised by this. This is something that they have been preparing for all along. And one other update, I was just told that Coach Kevin Stefanski just addressed the team in a meeting a few minutes ago about the Watson suspension. The Browns are now out on the field for a walkthrough and preparing for practice, which is still on for this afternoon.
As you mentioned, they're not surprised by this. They expected six games, somewhere between six and eight games. Where do they go from here?
Yeah, you know, I asked Coach Kevin Stefanski last week how they were going to divvy up the first team quarterback reps with this still looming. And he told me that the decision would have an impact on what they did going forward. You know, having been at every training camp practice to this point, I can tell you that Watson has gotten the overwhelming majority of the first team reps at quarterback. But with the decision now in, you can expect backup quarterback Jacoby Brissett to get a lot more of those reps going forward as they try to get him ready to play for those first six games.
Jeremy. Jakes, thank you so much for joining us right outside the Cleveland Browns facility with the latest that's going on there. And guys, I didn't ask you guys this because as we know, there's two camps, right? People are having different reactions to this. Are you at all surprised that he got six games?
Yes, absolutely. I thought it would be many more games.
Mm-hmm. And not based on the facts of what was presented, but just based on understanding the NFL, knowing the perception of how this was going to play publicly. Mm-hmm. Also, you think about the Major League Baseball and Trevor Bauer, who was just suspended for 2 years. Like, the one thing the NFL is, if it's anything, is it smart, right? It's very aware of its surrounding, is very aware of the four other major sports and how they are handling suspensions, how they are handling fines, how they are handling off-the-field situations. And also everything that you've heard, and as long as this situation has been going on from the first allegations levied against Deshaun Watson, it seemed that the more allegations, the more women involved, the harder the NFL would come down on Deshaun Watson. The more outrage that you felt, even if it was from, you know, the females who work on this very network, mm-hmm. During some of the release of the information. And so I thought it would be worse. I thought it would be more. And they were obviously pushing to get Deshaun Watson suspended for a year. And it really takes me back to Ray Rice. Initially, with Ray Rice, he was, I think, I don't want to be wrong, suspended two or four games. I think it was two. Mm-hmm. And this was before we had all of the information. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to see the video and see what happened and have that proof, have that evidence that this had taken place. And then it was easy. It was no argument from either camp. It was no argument from either side. Everybody could sit up there and say, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. You do not put your hands on a woman. But we had that proof.
Right.
We haven't gotten that in Deshaun Watson's situations, and that's why I think you have two camps.
There's no video. I love that you said that, RC. There's no video. What do the kids say now? I need receipts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what happened with Ray Rice. Once you watched that elevator video and you said, why you touch that woman like that? That's what set the world off. That's what set everybody off was that video, those receipts. And that's what's happened with Deshaun. I'm actually not surprised at what they did because of the fact that you talk about money. Deshaun Watson, and past this, and what the allegations are flat out, I'll call them weird again. That's my word I'm using for this. He's a top five quarterback in the world.
Yeah.
The NFL knows what he's about to do in Cleveland. Baker Mayfield couldn't do it, and they got rid of him. They know what's about to happen in Cleveland with one of the best running attacks in all. Like, the NFL's not dumb. You don't become a $9 billion industry
but Channing,
a year
NFL,
being dumb,
but the NFL
RC.
Wanted the year, though, Channing. The NFL wanted the year.
They wanted the perception of wanting a year. They're not upset. If they come back and push back on this, it's for perception and it's for to look good. Bro, You don't think the NFL wants Deshaun Watson throwing that football under center?
No.
Real talk, RC.
I do not.
You don't think they want Deshaun Watson on a football field selling jerseys, selling hot dogs, and selling beer?
No matter how elite Deshaun Watson is, you said it earlier, the NFL keeps moving, right? The NFL was able to move on from Brett Favre. The NFL was able to move on from Peyton Manning. The NFL will move on from Aaron Rodgers. The NFL is even going to move on from Tom Brady. The bottom line for the NFL is the actual bottom line. What is bringing in dollars and cents? The NFL was still working and still moving well when Baker Mayfield was squandering away opportunities in Cleveland. For the NFL, they know the best thing to happen for them is for them to have seemed to have drawn a hard line in the sand based on what Deshaun Watson has been accused of doing. And so, no, I don't believe they want him out there because I don't believe they need him out there. And that's why the NFLPA pushed to have an independent arbitrator.
RC, I don't think they appeal. I think they want the perception that they are going to appeal. Or even if they do appeal, I think it always comes back to perception. I think they're ready to get this over with. You know, I don't think they want to be tied up in court. I think they really want to get this over with and start this season off on the right foot. I think as it relates to being surprised, it was a oh wow moment for me. You know, the facts, the evidence, guidelines. You know, how do you determine the amount of games? You know, regardless of, you know, the accusations and the fact that the only thing we know is he violated the conduct policy. That's it. That's it. You know, a lot of settlements went on. And other than that, what are the guidelines? So the amount of games and, you know, the opinions that are formed from that at this particular point, it's just good. It's just conversation. Other than that, it's nothing else. He will be back after 6 weeks, and he'll move forward. The Browns will move forward, and everything else will move forward.
How does not appealing, you don't think the NFL is going to appeal, how does not appealing benefit the league other than just moving on?
Just to get this whole thing is a distraction. Again, I think if they do appeal, it's simply to save face. Mm. Nothing else. Nothing else. So the NFL always, the history of the league is it's about the integrity of the shield, the perception that we're the big brother, we're going to oversee everything. And much like Stephen A. said earlier, you straddle, you cross some gray areas, and it becomes sticky situations. So let the due process in the court handle everything. And try your best to stay away from it. I think that's what they should do.
Okay. Well, they have 3 days to appeal if they're going to appeal.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
I'm in no position to state whether he's innocent or guilty, so I want to be very, very clear about that. All you had to do as the National Football League, of course, in concert with the Players Association, to some degree via collective bargaining, would say this is our league, and we don't know how criminally negligent or culpable you may be. We don't have that evidence and that information. What we do know is that we're a private industry, and we have a right to make sure that we police anybody compromising our bottom line. And if you've done that, we're going to make a decision based off of just that so you handle your business and not impugn our league. They didn't do that here. What they did was put themselves in a position they're resembling law enforcement. But law enforcement revealed to us what the hell they found and why they come down with the level of condemnation they come down with. The NFL is not doing that. And as a result, that's creating more question marks, and it's attaching a level of guilt to Deshaun Watson or innocence to Deshaun Watson that he may or may not deserve. And I think it's wrong for any professional sports league to put themselves in that position.
All right, that was Stephen A. Smith earlier in the show. Dan Orlovsky joins us now. Dan, I want to get your reaction first to what Stephen A. just said.
Yeah, I think Stephen A. brings up a ton of good points. First off, you guys have been talking about this a lot today. You're doing a great job. I know it's not easy to be on TV right now and doing it, so you guys are crushing it in regards to it. But Stephen A. brings up a ton of really good points. I think where I sit now is a couple hours I've digested it. I have questions about the judge, Sue L. Robinson, and how she went about giving the six-game suspension. My questions are, she uses the phrasing that what he did was egregious, but he only gets six games. And then that he's not allowed, Deshaun Watson is not allowed to use outside masseuses. It's like telling somebody you got to go to house arrest, but you did nothing wrong. I'm confused on how, you know, the wording necessarily or the phrasing of the doesn't seem to fit the suspension that she levied out. I also think it's going to be very interesting to see what the NFL does over the next 3 days, because Roger Goodell has a chance for a league that is saying they want to grow the female fan base. He's got a chance to stand up for the female fan base a little bit here and say, because the reports are that the NFL has asked for a year-long suspension. That's obviously not that. And I think he's got a chance to stand up for a fan base that the NFL as a league is saying it's trying to grow. It is a situation this morning that I was thinking about the 24 women, because they obviously believe that something happened incorrectly or inappropriately and Deshaun did something wrong. And I can't imagine that they're sitting there thinking that the six-game suspension and the $45 million that it'll make this year, it makes anything that happened to them go away, whether legal or illegal or right or wrong, whatever people's feelings are. I think about them. It's a lot to take in, and I think it's going to be a lot to take in for people in their locker room as well, because whether they've been anticipating a suspension, I would imagine there is clarity to that as far as right now with 3 days of the NFL's ability to appeal it. But I think it's going to be a lot for everybody to take in, because there's going to be people in that locker room that disagree with it, and I think they're entitled to that disagreement.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you look at an NFL locker room, there are different sorts of people. There are people that come from all different walks of life, and they see things entirely different in many ways. And a lot of time, what galvanizes those people and what brings those humans together is the attempt to win football games. That you say, if you're willing to put your hand in the pile, if you're willing to do the work, if you're willing to put in the effort, whatever happens outside of these walls, be darned, we can go out and win games together. We can go out and perform together. We can go out and work together. And I think you'll see many of the similar things. I said many of the similar things when I spoke about Jack Del Rio and some of his comments about January 6th. Yes, like, we can still work together. And I think that's what you're going to get from Deshaun Watson. They're going to be those who are going to believe Deshaun Watson is at least culpable or right. is in some way guilty of something that he has been accused of. Mm-hmm. Right. And those people are going to have those feelings, and those people are going to treat him a certain way personally. But what right. we're talking about in this locker room is how I treat you as it pertains to my job. And I think that's what's going to have to be the focus of Kevin Stefanski, of the Cleveland Browns as a team, and also Deshaun Watson.
But no, to y'all point, I want to see what y'all think. Jack Del Rio point, Deshaun Watson point. If I was on the Browns right now, we got to have a man conversation. Like, you got to holler at me. I see all this stuff, what's going on. We got to talk, because I have my questions that I need answered as a man to me on the field with you, grinding with you. With that, Jack Del Rio, coach, I need to come to your office. We got to talk about this. And that's what I think. If, you know, the Browns players, I'm sure he's getting some of those dudes, those alpha males. I call them lions, is my word. Bro, let me know what really happened out of your mouth, out of your words. I don't need no attorney sitting next to you. I need to know who I'm playing with, who I'm grinding with, who I'm fighting with. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I would have to have a conversation with Deshaun Watson.
I would say the sensitivity level is at an all-time high, no matter what side you're on. You know, we always want to protect our women, and I think the NFL will do that. I spoke with Deshaun, and he's expressed remorse. You know, he hadn't so much publicly, but he feels bad about everyone involved in this situation. You know, he hated he put himself in that situation. And it's just going to bring a lot of distractions to the locker room. And usually most coaches, teams, they want to minimize those distractions. Everyone is going to be asked about Deshaun's situation.
Yeah.
How did they handle it? And going forward, I just truly believe that it's unfair to those guys in the locker room. But as you mentioned, Chan, they all have to be big brothers. They all have to show support. Because even in Deshaun's and my conversations that we've had, so many people, he thinks, turned their back on him. You know, a lot of people ran away. And whether they, you know, did it right, correctly or not, I think now is a chance where you want to embrace your brother. You know, right? Lift him up, try and convince him to maybe become an advocate. Maybe you don't have, there's not much convincing. But I think he should just really get out in front of it, you know, talk about his mom protecting his family and, you know, having some remorse, some sympathy towards all of these women, no matter what. But become an advocate. Do whatever positive things in the community that you can do, because the perception is going to always follow you, no matter what. But I think the one thing you can do to try to circumvent some of those things is to just get out there in front of it. And just speak to it. But from the heart, you know, be a man about it. You've dealt with it. You're going to deal with this. Things are going to go forward. But, you know, properly try your best to commit to being positive influence and a role model. Not to save face, but just to do things, you know, the right way. Because this is all bad. For the women, it's bad. For him, it's bad. For Cleveland, you know, for us to have to talk about it all day. And not be able to talk about, you know, some other things. But it's real life. That's what happens.
I agree, Fred, completely. I think that the private contrition does need to become public, though. Like, your point of that locker room and the beauty of the locker room and building each other up and walking alongside a brother, I need to know that you want me to walk beside you, you know, and I need to know that. And I said this morning, if I was Deshaun, I would, and I'm not laterally comparing these cases in any way or these situations, but I would call Michael Vick, who was a guy that was on top of the world in the NFL as far as a player, and then had to go to jail for a long period of time. And then he came back playing football, and he was older than Deshaun Watson. And I think it's two things, because there is a part that Deshaun wants to be really good at football again. And how did Michael Vick figure that way out or figure his way through that when it came to playing football at a high level again? And then Michael Vick had to go and remake his public image. And again, I'm not comparing the situations, but he did. And how did he do that? And how did he do that in the locker room? And how did he do that in the community? And I said that Deshaun needs or should treat this season like a 13-month training camp. Just get lost in football again. Like, get lost in football. And the value that Michael Vick can bring and the mentorship in regards to those two specific areas, I think are a big deal. And I agree. But there has to be, whether the innocence or whatever, the contrition for the situation and realizing the reality and the brevity of it, I think has to come publicly from Deshaun for the locker room to be that brotherhood of walking beside him.
I think the big thing is this now, when Dan speaks to Deshaun remaking his image, right? He's had to spend so much time proclaiming his innocence.
Correct.
Right? And so in that sense, it's hard to truly be contrite. It's hard to truly be empathetic or sympathetic to others because you're trying to say, I didn't do this
Good
to
point.
These people.
Right.
I didn't do this to these women. And these women that are accusing me of these things, if you're saying you didn't do them, you're in a sense saying that they're falsifying information.
Yeah.
They're lying, basically.
Right.
Right. And so now that the suspension is levied, now that things are settled, you can approach it in a different way. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to choose his words wisely in being contrite. He's going to have to move forward very carefully. But there is a way to say, I still say I didn't do these things, but I do understand what the perception of me is, and I am so against the things I've been accused of, I now want to make myself a part of the solution. Yeah,
and I'm going to do everything I can to rebuild and repair publicly what people might think of me to what they thought of me before this situation became public opinion.
And those are the conversations he has to have with his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be in that locker room really trying to win and me looking at the side of my eye at you every time something happens or anything, any time a situation comes up. You have to have that camaraderie and me to trust you as a man.
That is why I was a little curious, Freddie, if he is remorseful, what exactly he's remorseful for. Maybe that's why he hasn't made a public statement saying those things yet, because he's trying to figure out how to navigate it, like you were saying, RC, but definitely needs to come forward and kind of figure out how to navigate that, because it's a lot. Dan Orlovsky, thank you for joining us.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Former federal judge Sue L. Robinson has found that Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson violated the personal conduct policy following accusations of sexual misconduct and has suspended him 6 games, a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter. In a statement on Sunday night, the NFLPA made it clear that it will stand by Robinson's ruling and urge the NFL to do the same. The NFL has 3 days to appeal. The appeal would be heard by Roger Goodell or his designee. With the news of Watson being suspended for the Browns' first 6 games of the season, let's take a look at the Browns' schedule and how Watson's absence will impact his team. The Browns will play 4 of the 6 games without Watson at home, but they will start on the road against the Carolina Panthers in week 1. We now welcome in NFL reporter Kimberly A. Martin. Kimberly, you're fresh out of Cleveland. You were with the Browns all last week covering this story. Is the ruling that came down this morning a surprise to you in any way?
No, it is not. Because, like you said, Christine, I've covered this team a lot over the last couple of years, and particularly since Watson was traded to them, I've been in Cleveland, feels like every month. Back at the Combine in February, I was told a lot of the execs on teams that were interested in Watson and or kept their eye on Watson at the time were saying 6 to 8 games. The Browns were within that. They thought 6 to 8 games. So if you're going to make this trade for this guy, there's a good chance that would be the range. And so today, this is just, to me, confirmation of what I've been hearing throughout this whole time. I think the Cleveland Browns might feel some sort of relief, but there's also the possibility that the league might appeal this. So we are at the finish line, but not this isn't resolution just yet.
I think that's the hard part, though. There's not going to be a resolution,
right?
For the people that want him to be guilty and want him to be suspended for more than 6 games, this is never going to sit right with him. If you're in Deshaun Watson's camp and you believe that he is innocent and you believe that he's done no wrong, 6 games is never going to sit right with you. And so we're going to continue to talk about these things. And it's, you know, there will be people that say that if you do not condemn Deshaun Watson, you are wrong in doing this job. If you don't say he's guilty, if you don't say he should have been suspended longer, if you don't call him a monster, then you are wrong. right? Then there are going to be people on the other side that if you come up here and you give your opinion on Deshaun Watson that he's guilty or that you're 100% sure that he did it, there are going to be people that oppose that too. All we can talk about is what we know. Two grand juries refused to indict, right? 24 women were asked to speak to the NFL. 13 women spoke. 4 were found credible. That's the way they went about their investigation. And at the end of the investigation, Sue L. Robinson decided that 6 games was the proper amount for him to be suspended. And especially if in Kimberly's reporting, this is what many people had been thinking from the beginning, maybe we shouldn't be surprised. Maybe we thought from the things that we heard and the outrage that we heard that there would be more.
People enjoy being outraged. They really do. And we talked about time served with not playing last season. But what's going on right now, when can it end? To your point, when can it end? It's always going to be somebody that says that. It's always going to be somebody to come back around 5 years, 6 years. Deshaun wins a Super Bowl. Deshaun wins an MVP. Whatever happens. When does this end? I would say never. I would say there are people that have let it go already, and there are people that are going to talk about this until this young man retires and probably past that. And so that's the range we're talking about. We talked about it all day. There are two camps on this, and I think they are ingrained in what their opinion is, and they're not moving off of them.
Opinions, opinions. There won't be any resolutions. I have to echo everything both of you guys said, and that's taking the easy way out. Kimberly says she wasn't surprised. Now, I'm with her. It was a, oh, wow. Whether it's 6 games, 10 games, the entire season, for me, it was going to always be, oh, wow. I was never going to take a stance because the decision was made. That's what it is. And you deal with it, and you go forward. Simple.
So a couple things. I think to RC's point about no resolution, no one is happy.
Yeah.
Fans are not happy. The NFL pushing for a year-long suspension. Watson's camp that would have hoped it was 0 games. The Browns obviously wouldn't want to be without the quarterback that they paid a record $230 million guaranteed to. I think the thing that people keep talking about, you know, fans and people in the league, like the GMs that I've talked to, like people may not be surprised, but they're upset because they feel like there's an inconsistency within NFL punishment. Now, let me be clear. Conduct, PED use, integrity, like a sexual assault, like all those things are separate categories within the new CBA. So so the NFL, I mentioned on Get Up and earlier about Calvin Ridley. How must he be feeling? You know, it's forfeiting a $11 million base and a year-long suspension for a $1,500 bet on NFL games. And obviously DeAndre Hopkins suspended the same amount of games as Deshaun Watson, but for PED use. But these are different categories under the CBA, and the NFL was able to rule on those. This is the first time an independent disciplinary officer has been used. Mm-hmm. Now, the point of that was for the NFL owners felt like, you know, the NFL has to take a step back. There have been some missteps in how they've doled out punishment. So let somebody who's neutral decide. Well, seeing the tweets and what was said by Sue Robinson in her decision, you know, there's egregious behavior. So much so that, you know, she doesn't think Watson should ever see a massage therapist that's not licensed by the team. But the egregious behavior is not so bad that we would suspend him for a full season. I think people are looking at this like, well, do we think he did something wrong, or did he not? Like that, there's so much, it feels like no one is going to be happy because no one really knows what happened in those rooms besides Deshaun Watson and these women. And there have been a lot of women. And there have been reporters who have spoken to more women than the NFL has seemed to be able to speak to. So I just think people around the league feel like the inconsistency is a problem. As much as the CBA, this is a new situation, it doesn't sit right with a lot of people, regardless of how the decision and the punishment and who doles it out, regardless of all that. Deshaun Watson's a football player, and this is a football move made by a football team who just wants to win football games. But we want the NFL to be a moral compass, and it is not. And I think that is hard for people to emotionally grapple with because fans want the NFL to stand up for women. they want the NFL to show that, oh, come October and it's breast cancer awareness and everybody's wearing pink, we care about women. Okay, now is an opportunity to show that you care about women. Except we also have two grand juries who declined to press criminal charges, indict him on criminal charges. But a non-indictment doesn't mean an exoneration, you know? So there's so much murkiness here. No one really knows. And the Browns, to make this move, they don't know exactly what happened. They feel comfortable with their research, but they are comfortable enough living in the gray. Living in the gray of like, you know what? We did enough to feel comfortable with this football player who we think will win football games. And as an owner, as a GM, as a head coach, that is what I'm tasked with, to win football games and championships. So Deshaun Watson, you know, come aboard. Let's try to win Super Bowls. That's what this is really about. And unfortunately, it's about so much more. But in the context of the NFL, it is a football move, unfortunately.
The big thing is this. Deshaun Watson will never outrun this situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I played with Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger was suspended for 4 games because of accusations of sexual assault. And there isn't a time I could say something good about Ben on this show where somebody on Twitter doesn't mention that. There isn't a time where you can praise him at the end of his career and talk about the fact that it was because of him I got a championship ring without someone bringing that up. That will never be that is a stain that Deshaun Watson will never, ever wipe off. And the sad part is for those women and to an extent for Deshaun Watson, that all the people that speak on it, all the people that will have an opinion, we truly do not know the facts. Only those 25 people do. And that's what Deshaun Watson will have to repair.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Back to our breaking news here on First Take. Former federal judge Sue L. Robinson has found that Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson violated the personal conduct policy following accusations of sexual misconduct and has suspended him 6 games, a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter. In a statement on Sunday night, the NFLPA made it clear that it will stand by Robinson's ruling and urge the NFL to do the same. Here's a look at the Browns' schedule. Watson is expected to be the starting quarterback for Cleveland after he has served his suspension. The NFL has 3 days to appeal. The appeal would be heard by Roger Goodell or his designee. We now welcome in ESPN special correspondent Angela Rye. Angela, I'm going to start here. How do you feel like women fans of the NFL should view the Watson ruling?
Well, I suspect that there are women on both sides of this issue, but I can tell you there were women fans reacting harshly to a guaranteed $230 million contract received by Deshaun Watson while all of this was still ongoing. And so when you look at the ways in which the NFL has doled out punishments, both around the personal conduct policy and everything else from gambling to domestic abuse, this is different. We have an individual here who was sued by 25 women. One woman dropped her lawsuit after the judge indicated that she would have to be named. 20 of those lawsuits have been settled by Deshaun Watson and were settled in June. 3 more of those this morning. And so I think that there are some questions about what will it take if the most important thing to the NFL are the economics, or if it is how women fans perceive its ability to believe all women. Its ability to protect women who have encountered some of their players. And I think, again, the most damning thing here is the fact that he received this historic guaranteed contract in the midst of all of this, and the ways in which the Browns structured his deal, which is to say that in this first year, when they expected a suspension, that Deshaun Watson's base salary would be a mere $1 million, but his bonus would be $45 million. And for each year after that, he would receive a $46 million base salary. It tells you that they're going to find a way around the suspension before it's even doled out. And I think that's something else that the league has to wrestle with in totality, not just the Cleveland Browns, not just Deshaun Watson, not just his legal representation, because there is something very shady about that appearance. And it can be infuriating for those of us who may have encountered someone via sexual misconduct or worse, sexual assault, which we know some of the lawsuits alleged.
Knowing that, the NFL now has 3 days if they do want to appeal. Do you think that the NFL should appeal this ruling?
I don't know. I think that what we do know is the NFLPA has said that they will not appeal this ruling. From reports, the NFL indicated that they wanted to suspend Deshaun Watson for 12 games and fine him up to $8 million. So if they want women fans to take them seriously, to ensure that we all see when people act in ways that are unbecoming in violation of the personal conduct policy, that there actually is a suspension and a penalty for that what has been done, that conduct. And right now, it looks like it's kind of a slap on the wrist. It really does.
So are you surprised, because there's no fine, people thought there would be a fine, there's nothing else, just those 6 games. Are you surprised at all by this ruling?
I'm very surprised. I think that the challenge from the beginning, and I did do an essay on this earlier this year, is when you have a policy that is put in place by team ownership, and that the final arbiter of that policy is Roger Goodell. To your point, when you intro'd this segment, you said he would hear the appeal. Well, the NFL would be appealing and he would hear the appeal. Where does that really leave us? That's not an outside party. Of course, they had Sue Robinson acting as disciplinary officer here. Will they take her ruling? Will he come back and say, I had a conversation with Deshaun Watson and I think he gets it now, so I'm actually going to lessen this suspension, which is what he did with Ben Roethlisberger. So all of that is up to Roger Goodell. The personal conduct policy is currently not collectively bargained. That leaves him with a lot of discretion.
Well, we'll see what happens in the next 3 days. Angela Rye, thank you so much for joining us here on First Take.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Welcome back to First Take. Here's a quick look at the Deshaun Watson timeline. In March of 2021, Houston attorney Tony Busby files lawsuits against Watson on behalf of two women alleging inappropriate conduct by Watson. Busby told Houston, a Houston TV station, that Watson went too far with a masseuse. Then March 2022, two grand juries declined to indict Watson on criminal charges. June 21st, 2022, attorney Tony Busby announced 20 of remaining 24 lawsuits had been settled. And then July 31st, 2022, the NFLPA announces they will not appeal the suspension handed down by former federal judge Sue Robinson. We found that out this morning, that he is now violating the personal conduct policy and he's been suspended 6 games. That's according to our Adam Schefter. Guys, we've been talking about this for the last 2 hours now. Overall reactions as we head to the close of the show.
I think people have to understand that when you sit up here and you try to be non-biased in your analysis of this situation, it doesn't mean you want to go hang with Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you want friends accused of these things. It doesn't mean that you want teammates accused of these things. It doesn't mean that if you had a choice to be in the company of this person you would choose to. But what we are doing is saying, with the facts that have been presented, with the things that Sue L. Robinson had to comb through, this is the decision that she's made. Sue L. Robinson was picked by the NFLPA and the NFL. She studied the facts. She studied the evidence. She listened to testimony. And this is the decision that she's made. So this is what we have to go forward with. We could sit up here all day and say what we would have done, who we would have been. And most of us would say we wouldn't have been in the position in the first place.
Yeah.
And if you want to pass judgment based on that, then you are entitled to do that. Everything you hear about this sounds fishy. Everything you hear about this sounds, as Channing has said, weird. But even with the way it sounds and the way it may look, the evidence doesn't give us 100%. The evidence doesn't even give us a reasonable doubt that he's guilty. And I believe that's the way Sue L. Robinson made her decision.
I agree with you, RC. And I really think it's going to always come down to standard. And that's the integrity of the shield. And that will always stand front of opinion. You know, we can sit here and talk about it for 2 hours, you know, or for another 2 years, or maybe even, you know, as long as Deshaun plays. But I think that if the NFL is going to take the part of police, right, they need to figure out how to be consistent in doing so. Angela said this is different. You know, there's so many different situations out there, but how do you make it consistent? Because we're talking about how many games he has. Mm-hmm. And that's what everybody's talking about, you know, the decision. But I think the NFL should develop some guidelines and stick to them based on the type of case that's involved. You know, and maybe that's difficult. Who knows? But I think they should really try and find a way to be consistent if they are going to step in the way of, you know, the decisions that are made by judges.
Punishment is made for an adjustment. Punishment is made to adjust or change that person and rehabilitate that person. And now it's a precedent being set with Deshaun Watson, and hopefully these players see it. So whatever's going on, I hope it's a movement forward, and I hope these players know what's going on. Like, you can't make these weird decisions, as I've used that word, and think it's okay. I just hope that this slap on the wrist, as some would say, does not continue to, you know, perpetuate this behavior that Deshaun was doing, if anybody in the future was doing it. That's my thing. I want this entire world for women and for everybody else in the NFL to move forward and this never happen again.
Well, that was 2 hours of Deshaun Watson coverage. And, of course, SportsCenter is going to have even more for what's going on with this case. Guys, it was fun.
Rest in peace, Bill Russell.